Hello, welcome back to the Two DJs One House podcast with myself, Dale Pendlebury, and my co-host here, Barclay Wood.
All right.
Ah, I did it on time this week. So it's our second week of recording. We had the first week of recording that seemed to be well received. Everyone seemed to like it. That was cool. So we're going to keep doing that. And yeah, I'm quite excited for this week. I've got a question to start with if you want.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. So it's a bit weird, but I don't want you to ask any questions. Just answer it.
Oh, God. Okay.
If you had to be a type of penis, what type would you be?
A hard one.
Oh, no, it's not what I meant. I meant, would you be a chode?
Well, a short little fat one with a massive foreskin and that.
Do you know what a tank is?
No.
You don't know what a tank is?
I'm not really up on my penis, phrases.
Oh, for God's sake, Barclay. A tank is where you have really big balls and a teeny cock.
That's amazing. More like a cannon.
No, that's teeny balls and a big cock. That's a cannon. Why are we talking about this? What are we doing? Okay, right, play the intro music. So as we're recording this week, as we said, last week what we did is we did a background surprise. I think we're just going to do it every week and just try and get people to watch it if they're listening and have a look and see if they prefer it. So have you got your background ready?
Well, I had one and then I settled for another one, but I'm going to show you both.
Okay. Oh, I've got two as well. Okay, go on. You do yours.
All right. Well, the first one, it didn't really make any sense whatsoever, but it made me really laugh. So there you go.
Okay. It's not funny, but it is. For anyone who's listening, it's young Michael Jackson versus really late Michael Jackson.
His head changed shape, like, as it, like, further on, he's got a square head, whereas before he had, like, more of a rounder head.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's crazy. Okay, so what did you want to change it to?
Oh, sorry, yeah. So I thought, I won't settle with that. Where are we?
Won't settle with that. As if you've got standards.
I've got really high standards. You should know me by now. I've always got high standards, Dale Pendlebury. Right, so instead I put this. Okay.
What the hell is
that? I fell off my chair.
Oh, okay, so for everyone who's listening, please go watch this. Barclay tried to show the image and fell back off of his chair. What the hell even is that image? Is it like a jester that's just hovering over another jester's head with his hand?
Yes, I think it's like two jesters and the other one's pushing him down to get a blowy off him or something.
Oh, Barclay! For God's sake.
It looks really sinister, so I thought I'd keep that.
So I went with this one. Which was you when we were rehearsing.
God, what the hell is that?
So, but I thought you might feel a bit bad. So, I then changed it to this.
Is that me as well?
Yeah, a picture from later on.
Yeah, after this lockdown, that's me. That is sat eating more and more cheese and crying myself to sleep.
Oh, you do that too?
Yeah, I think everyone does that at the moment.
Yeah, to be honest, I think they do.
So, speaking of current times, I have a topical news story.
Oh, very nice. What is it about?
Well, it amuses me. It's kind of around and to do with this pandemic thing we've got going on.
Right.
So, what it is, the headlines were, police arrest 56 after mass orgy in rented holiday home across the street from coronavirus hospital.
Oh, what?
I know. I was like, what the hell is going on here?
How did they find your party?
Well, it says here, the 56 guests had paid around £226 to attend the event in Belgium with laughing gas, an alcohol buffet and escort girls.
Mate, you totally missed my joke.
Oh, what? Sorry,
I
what?
Said, how did they find your party? You just went, well, actually.
Oh, God, I didn't even hear that. I've got headphones on, that's what it is, mate. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm not,
Yeah, I'm blame the headphones.
I always listen to what you tell me, Dale. I always pay attention.
So was that your thing to talk about?
Well, yeah, it's there's quite a funny bit at the end here. It says, the owner of the house, who's not been named, told reporters the house had been rented out over the weekend to a family of four people and that its maximum capacity was eight guests. Numerous locals called the police. When officers arrived, they found 56 people engaging in sexual activity on the premises. I know.
Oh, no. Oh, well, thanks for that.
I just thought it was quite interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it was, but it's also really strange and a bit odd, but you know what, the whole year was, so it doesn't really surprise me. I've got some funny facts which I thought maybe I could read out about the royal family.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. I came across it the other day and I was like, you know what, I'm going to read this on the podcast. So it's again by BuzzFeed. I seem to like BuzzFeed's articles. But 13 intriguing facts about the royal family that show just how different from regular folk they are.
Ah, folk.
Folk. Yeah, that's how I say it. I hate the word. Folk. I hate the word folk. So I go folk.
It's not as bad as guys. Hey, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Anyway, so I thought they were quite interesting. I thought I'd start reading these. So I got them on my phone here. So the first one, the Queen's handbag isn't just a fashion accessory. Can you guess what else it does?
It probably picks up corgi poop.
She just places the bag on it and it comes out the bottom, picks it up and closes.
Yeah. It's walking around just full of corgi poo in there.
No. Oh, okay. So she uses it to send secret messages to her staff.
Wow. What, by waving it in different ways?
Yeah, so if she walks around and she feels uncomfortable or there's a threat, she does something like pass it to her other arm, or she like moves it in a certain direction and they notice it.
That's mad. I love it.
That's really
like some
cool.
Some espionage shit going down there, man.
Wow, that's some espionage shit, darling. did you know that royal boys must always wear shorts?
It sounds like a boy band. The Royal Boys. Next up on the X Factor, Royal Boys.
Royal Blood is what it sounds like, I think. But just kid version of it. Just kids trying to play instruments and they can't. The Queen always travels with her own personal kettle.
What, in her bag?
Yeah.
She's doing signs, like bits of steam coming out of her bag when the kettle's boiled. That's a sign for to go and fetch some tea bags and that.
When travelling, the royals must always take at least one piece of clothing with them. What type of clothing?
Maybe a balaclava.
What, in case you want to rob someone?
Yeah, because you know how skint the Queen is, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. No, it wasn't. It was a black outfit in case a member of the royal family dies.
What, whilst out for a walk?
Let me change quickly. This one's good. The Queen owns all dolphins and whales in Britain. Did you know that?
She owns them all? How?
I don't know. I swear she owns all the swans as well.
That one's Philip. That one over there, that's Marjorie. Oh, look at that one over there, the little blighter. His name's Steve.
Steve the dolphin.
You wanted to call a dolphin Steve.
Steve the whale. That's even shitter. So I've got the next one. So according to Princess Diana's former butler, Prince Charles has someone iron his shoelaces.
What?
How ridiculous is that?
To iron his shoelaces. No, you've got to get all the creases out.
Oh,
so that's
God.
How he talks.
Do you reckon he's a real bellend?
Yeah, probably.
I can't say that. Sorry. I don't think that, obviously, for legal reasons, but I was asking if you
It's just
did.
A question. Yeah. I don't think Prince Charles is a bellend. No, yeah. Do you think Prince Charles is a bellend, Dale?
No, not at all. I would never say that about... Please don't kill me. A bagpipe player stands under the Queen's window every morning to wake her up.
Oh, that really pissed me off. I hate bagpipes with a passion.
Exactly.
I can't
so maybe
stand them.
Maybe she does too. So that's what gets her up in the morning. All right, yeah. Shut up down there.
Oh, God, so annoying. I remember I had one of those alarm clocks when I was younger. It was one with the bells on. I really wanted one because they look cool and they're like retro and stuff even in those days. And it went off the first time in the morning. I scared the shit out of me. I went, oh, and I threw it against the wall and smashed it.
That's such a you thing.
I've got a really big one as well. I want the jumbo one with the big bells on it and that. So scared the shit out of me in the morning. I was like, smash!
So it says here the piper played 15 minutes every morning at 9 a.m. to wake the queen from her slumber. This is a tradition that spans all the way back to 1843. I guess it beats that awful iPhone alarm tone. No, it doesn't. I would much rather have the iPhone.
No way. Imagine it'd scare the crap out of you. There's a guy with bagpipes outside your window at like 9 o'clock in the morning.
I'd be like, after 1 second, like just up, like piss off.
Yeah, it's more annoying than seagulls.
Yeah. Yeah, mate. Is it like, you know, it's like 8 out of 10 seagull annoyances.
They're the only people that will get that. I mean, that most people from different parts of the country have no clue how annoying seagulls are.
What is a seagull?
What is one of those things? They're majestic creatures, aren't they? No, they're little bellends.
Yes, from the edge of the earth. The royals are repeatedly not allowed to eat seafood.
Why not?
Did I say repeatedly? I meant reportedly.
Repeatedly. The Queen keeps coming in, like Prince Philip sat there, like just about to have a few prawns and that, and the Queen comes in, Philip, what have I told you?
I've repeatedly told you you're not allowed to eat seafood.
Tuna sandwich every time comes in, kicks off.
So this is enforced, especially whilst on royal tours, to lower the risk of food poisoning whilst out and about. We can't have our queen doing a meet and greet with a dicky tummy.
Well, the queen doesn't poo, does she? So.
No, of course not, mate. That's rule 101 of British, you know, royals.
Well, that's like the rumour, isn't it, mate? Apparently she has like colonic irrigation, constantly she never had a poo.
Oh my God, imagine. Bless her.
She's got a golden toilet, though.
Oh, that's sick. Imagine being sick in a golden toilet. It'd be amazing.
You'd feel all right. You wouldn't feel so bad. Ugh. Excuse me.
Are you sure you're feeling all right? Oh, are you sure you're feeling all right, mate?
Yeah, I'm fine. Like, honestly.
So the next one. The Queen has someone who breaks in her new shoes for her. So the Queen's personal dressmaker always breaks in new shoes for the Queen so she doesn't have to suffer any discomfort when rocking a fresh pair of crepes.
Crepes? Like, she's got pancakes around her feet and that. The Queen wears pancakes for slippers.
Shall we call this episode?
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one. I'll finish off this one. There's more, but I'll do 10. The Queen always travels with a couple of bags of her own blood just in case.
It's a case of what? Like she wants black pudding?
The Queen is black pudding. I wonder how many people would buy that.
I would.
Would you?
Actually, no, because that sounds quite gross when I think about it.
That's a bit weird. Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
It's made from the Queen's own blood.
Oh. Says, yep, you read that right. The Queen is never without an available supply of her own blood in the event of her requiring a blood transfusion whilst travelling. She really is prepared for anything.
Queen's got it covered, and that handbag, it's like Mary Poppins, isn't it? She's got everything going on in there. She carries it all herself, everything, like the whole.
Oh, actually, hang
lot.
On, sorry. Can I just say one last one? Okay, this is number 11, but one last one. It's really interesting. The Queen does not possess a passport and does not need one to travel abroad.
Well, I guess her face is on all the money, so.
But, like, surely you need to track it.
Yeah, I suppose.
Weird.
She's not going to go to the airport on her own, though, is she? She's going to turn up with a harem of, like... I suppose if you dressed up as the Queen and got paid for loads of security and stuff and got like, real harem people behind you, you'd go anywhere without a passport.
Sorry, can I also just say that she probably doesn't turn up to the airport. She probably flies privately from her own grounds.
Oh, yeah, good point, actually, yeah.
Can you imagine being in the airport, the Queen walks in?
Oh, my God,
dear.
It's the Queen on the same plane to Ibiza.
Second class seats.
Yeah, just sat there, like, with the feet up, giving it the big one, drinking like, brandy.
Just swearing at everyone.
Yeah, off her tits, like, ready to go to fucking space.
Space? I was going to think I thought you meant literal space.
On a plane?
Yeah, I don't know, I got really confused. Because the Queen issues British passports, she herself does not need to carry one whilst travelling. This isn't the case for the rest of the royal family. They all have their own passports when travelling.
Oh.
There you go.
Well, she just turns up on her own plane. I think she'd get away with it. Like.
Yeah. So yeah, so there you go. There's some interesting facts. Oh, hang on. Oh, actually, I said there was 13. I may as well just do the last two.
Oh yeah, definitely. Hit me with it.
Okay. okay, and the same goes for needing a driver's license. The Queen is the only one person in the UK who can legally get behind the wheel without passing her test. She doesn't even need number plates. She never passed her test.
my God.
Phillips is a bad driver.
Come on, Phillip, we're going for a drive. Like, drinks like half a bottle of sherry and just like gets in there and goes for a spin.
Does the law apply to the Queen?
It doesn't sound like it, does it, to be honest?
Weird. Okay, so last one. There was an up-close and personal documentary made about the royals, which showed their everyday lives at Buckingham Palace. The documentary, which was aired in 1969... That's when my mum was born. Oh, no! Sorry, mum.
I did that really weird, then.
...was an attempt to bring the royals back into popular favour at the time, where British people were questioning their worth, but it ended up doing the opposite. People stated that it ruined the mystique surrounding them, showing them as ordinary people doing normal tasks such as frying sausages.
Such as frying sausages.
Why did they pick that one out of everything they could have said? Just like going to the toilet or something. The documentary was so badly received that the Queen recalled the film to the Royal Archives, meaning that it can only be seen with her permission. That's weird.
The royal family are a bit weird, aren't they, to be honest?
I don't know what's... Hang on, mate, you can't say that.
No, I mean, like, you know, like, Prince Philip's not like... Who did you slag off earlier? I mean, who did you ask a question about? Well, I think I'm going to move on from this.
Okay.
I've actually got a royal meme that came up.
Have you?
Yeah, I'm just... It kind of... this is probably worse than what you said, to be honest.
Oh, no. Okay, go on.
So it says here, Prince Charles is isolating at Balmoral with COVID-19. Prince Andrew is isolating at Windsor with Jennifer 14.
COVID-19.
Jennifer 14.
Oh my God, that's so messed up. I love it.
That's good, isn't it?
Do you think that Prince Andrew will magically disappear soon?
Yeah, probably. And he'll probably sweat as he's doing it as well.
Oh, no. Do you think if it comes out that it's true or whatever, and you know, obviously with Harvey Weinstein and stuff, if all that comes out, do you think there'll be like a film made of it?
Oh, I hope so.
I'd definitely watch it. It'd be really interesting.
I'd be up for that, mate. I'll get your popcorn at the ready. I want to know all the juicy goss. That didn't mean juicy.
Oh,
like
you're
that.
Disgusting. Jennifer, there's another person you need to hide from. For God's sake.
God. What are you saying? You're calling me a nonce, bruv?
No, mate. I want, do other people in other countries know what nonce means? Probably not. I think, is it just like a really British thing, calling someone a nonce?
It sounds well British. Oi, mate, fucking nonce, bruv.
So if anyone's listening from America, then a nonce is a paedophile. But we just call everyone nonces. It's kind of like an insult, but...
A term of endearment.
Why did you look like you were trying to hide when I said the word nonce? You were like...
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. It's like that word triggered you to think you're going to get caught.
Oh, shit. What was that? I'm still getting all paranoid, start hearing things like...
Someone's there to kill you. Anyway, let's move on from here. What was I talking about?
Nonsense.
Or film. Should we talk about films or something?
Yeah.
No, you went with nonces. I went with films.
Not about nonce films.
What annoys me about films? Nonces. No, what do I hate about films? Actually, one thing that I really hate about... Actually, it's not about films, it's about going to the cinema. One thing I really hate the cinema, because I've paid money to go see here, is loud eaters or people that chat.
Oh yeah, you hate loud eating anyway, don't you?
I hate loud eating.
Imagine that.
It's not like a personal thing to anyone, it's just the sound of it. I don't know what it is. It's not chomping I can deal with, like crunching and stuff. But what I can't deal with is the noise of like... That noise just triggers me instantly. I'm so sorry for whoever has the same thing, because it's a real thing. I can't remember what it's called, but it's called something in particular. It's a real thing. It's the sound of eating is like something
it's
that triggers people.
Intolerance.
Yeah. Yeah. So I hate the noise of that anyway, but like rustling as well. It's like, oh, piss off.
Oh, that's the worst place for it. I was pissing, you're really angry then. Really just piss off, will you?
Someone's like, sorry, I was just opening a bit of popcorn.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I just had to blow my nose. I had a bit of...
But also crisps. Chatting.
Oh, sorry.
Crisps, yeah, crisps as well.
They're,
chatting.
They're the worst thing to ever take in a cinema, mate. Never take crisps to a cinema.
But the most annoying thing is, you know when you go into the cinema and you've got those little curvy crisp things?
Oh, yeah, the ones that you dip in the really nice cheese, like,
they're
gooey
so
plastic
so good.
Stuff.
I can't, like, that's the only place
ones.
I can find them. Oh, when they're warm.
Oh, Oh, and you get that cheese stuff. You don't. It's not even cheese. It's like a bright orange, gooey, spicy sauce. Yes. You dip it in.
Oh, but it's the loudest food. Why would you go with that? Why wouldn't you do ice cream and stuff?
Well, yeah. Well, you probably wouldn't like that. You'd probably hear from 500 yards someone go with an
ice
cream.
Oh, yeah, I'd hate it. Oh, yeah. Let's just have no food in there. We're watching a film.
Well, no, the thing is, like, that's what I used to like about cinema when I used to be a bellend when I was a teenager, because I'm not a bellend now.
Yeah.
Used to sit in the back and... Yeah, honestly, mate, I'm really well-behaved now. But I used to sit at the back of cinema and line up loads of popcorn and just flick it at people, see how far you could get people at the back of their heads with it. Like,
well, it was like a game. Prick.
Yeah, I was a prick, yeah.
Did anyone ever say anything?
Yeah, I nearly got beaten up once.
What happened?
I kept...
Why didn't you, is the question.
Because I ran away. I think I either talked my way out of it or run away or both. I was just there's this one guy who had really long hair and it was all like fuzzy. When I flicked in, it stuck in his hair. So I thought it was really funny. So I kept doing it to the same guy. I must have got about 30 pieces in his hair till he turned around and went psycho.
Oh, no. That's so bad.
Yeah, what a bell end. Well, he should have just sat down and just ignored it, mate. What bell end?
No, not he's a bell end. You're a bell end.
I know.
For God's sake.
I was a teenager, mate. It's fine to do things like that.
How old were you? Well, I was like 32.
I just seem to forget. No, I must have been like, you know, like 16 or something, or 18, or I don't know, like 30 or something.
I would have hated you.
Yeah, I was bell end.
That's really annoying. And I also, what I hate as well, is when someone's like overly exaggerating about it. Like that, you're like, oh, shut up. No one reacts like that to a film. Or there's like something that happens and like people who cheer and they're like, oh, wow. I hate people like that.
Yeah, it's like, because occasionally you get a crossover movie. It's like a kid's film, but you really want to watch it because it's banging. Something like Toy Story or something like that, you know. So you go watch it, there's loads of kids in there because it's obviously like a kid's film, really, but it's not. And then they're all like, they're like laughing at the bits that aren't funny again. Well, mum, why is he doing that? Mum, why? It's like a really emotional part in the movie. And so the kids are, mum, why is he doing this?
Or crying, like, oh, kids crying. Up. I hate kids crying.
Yeah, I'll give you something to cry about in a minute, you little prick.
God. That would so be you. It's really aggressive.
No, I'm really nice, mate. I'm not like that.
All right, mate. Just make it really awkward and quiet.
Oh, shit. Thanks.
It's right, mate. Well, that was fun. I'm glad we moved on from nonces onto cinemas. Maybe we'll see a nonce in the cinema at some point. How many nonces do you reckon you've seen in the cinema without knowing they're a nonce?
How many nonces does it take to fill a cinema? It's like a joke.
Hopefully not in the kids' film one.
Well, I feel like, you know, they're always sat at the back, like shivering because they're really cold. Like,
why are they shivering because they're cold?
With their hands in the pockets, like, you know.
Oh, that took me forever to understand. Oh, that's disgusting. Let's move on from that.
Please,
I'm so sorry to every single person who's just heard that.
Yeah, I'm actually sorry that I just said that, to be honest.
That is like, absolutely disgusting. That's shitty. Let's move on to the next bit. Barclay's shitty music facts. Play the theme tune. Barclay's shitty
music facts. Right, okay. I don't do this on purpose, but it's always like an Italian sort of name that I can't say. So bear with me.
Give it your best shot. Just at least try.
Okay, let me try and do it a bit more classy, you know.
Okay, classy.
Niccolo Paganini. I almost done it then. I'm almost done it then, didn't I?
Nipple toe panini.
Nipple toe panini.
What's his name again?
Niccolo Paganini. Oh. Nipple toe panini.
Oh, hang on. We thought of some random name the other day that was like this. Hang on, I wrote it down. Hang on, what was it? Oh, Sandra Bullock was Sandwich Bollock.
So childish, I love it.
Sandwich
Bollock.
That's really funny. I'm glad I wrote that down. Sorry, anyway, yeah. So Nito Panini.
Yeah, Niccolo Paganini was regarded by many people to be the greatest violin virtuoso ever.
Wow.
He was so good that he was thought to be the son of the devil or to have sold his soul for talent. Therefore, he was forced to publish his mother's letters to him in order to prove that he had human parents.
Imagine if his mother's letters were like, now I hope you've wiped this week because your nappies don't hold on longer. And it's just really embarrassing.
Yeah, I know, right?
The only way he could prove he was like human.
Yeah, just publish all these really embarrassing letters.
Yeah, how times change. It'd be even more embarrassing if his mum's letters were like skloop bloop splip bloop, like alien language or something.
Oh, what, to show he's an alien?
Yeah, yeah.
Who does that back in the 1800s? Who puts bleep bloop bloop?
Aliens, mate, obviously.
Imagine if he was deaf and she had to do it in like blip 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 bloop, 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 bloop.
Like Morse code in writing.
And they don't know what it is, so they think it's aliens.
They kill them both, but he actually invented Braille first.
Yeah. That's really funny.
Persecuted for inventing Braille. The fucking aliens, kill them.
That sounds like something we'd do in the past, because we used to kill people, like, thinking they're witches if they did any kind of magic. It's just ridiculous.
Burn the witch, drown the witch. If they, like, float, then they're not a witch. If they sink, then they're a witch. So either way, if they're dead, then it's fine.
Exactly. It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, sorry, so your next fact.
Okay, right, so this is quite good. The Beatles have sold more records than Bob Marley, Tupac Shakur, Nirvana, The Beach Boys, and Kanye West combined by over 30 million units. The Beatles
Who?
Flexed.
The Beatles?
The Beatles, they flexed, mate.
Bruv.
That's cool, isn't it?
Wow.
Over 30 million units more than all of those combined.
Jesus Christ.
Whoa.
That wasn't even funny, mate. That was just really interesting.
I know, I like these interesting facts, you know.
Yeah, go on, do another one.
When Johnny Cash realised his record label of 30 years was not properly marketing him, he recorded an intentionally awful song called Chicken in Black. It's about his brain being transplanted into a chicken as a protest. It turned out to be a bigger success than any of his other recent material.
What? I want to hear it. Wait, so what's it called? What's it called?
It's called Chicken in Black by Johnny Cash.
Chicken in Black.
Did it to take
oh
the
my god, I found it.
For 2 long years, my head hurt bad, so the doctor checked me and he shook his head. He said, I'm sorry to tell you, but your body's outlived your brain. He said, I know this doctor.
What is this? I want the chorus now.
Stick 'em up, everybody, I'm robbing this place. Drop all of your money in my guitar case. Don't nobody move and don't nobody reach for that door.
I love it.
It's amazing. I'm actually going to put that on my Spotify playlist now.
Oh, same. I love it. Hang on, let me get back. I'm going to save it.
Yeah.
That's really good. Okay. Cool. Sorry. Yeah. So, was that it? Fact, yeah?
Yeah, that was it, basically. Oh, cool. That was quite a good fact. Have I got any more facts? No, I've got no more facts for today. That's all your facts for today. Sorry, it's like a bit shorter, wasn't it?
For God's sake. Well, you know
what?
You
look forward to this, don't you?
They were really good. I actually do really look forward to them, and these ones are really good. So you started with like a fun one, then you went on to like a really interesting one, and then that one there that we've had a lovely little tune.
Yay.
As I want to get on the floor and the board on the board, now to hit my baby, but in my bed, I'll be my baby. Okay. Right, play the theme tune.
Right.
Well, we've smashed through that one. That was a really good episode. But just before we end this episode, which is the second episode of the year, I'd just like to announce something to you.
Yeah.
I've got you a present.
How have you?
Yeah, so just so you know you recently got an Xbox.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I got you a game that you keep talking about, and I know you really want it. And so I got you Hitman.
You got me the game Hitman?
I got you the game Hitman, right?
Seriously, and you're not taking the piss, like?
No, I actually got it, and it should be delivered any moment now.
Oh my
but
God.
The thing that was weird about it was I couldn't find many versions of it, and the one I ended up getting was £2,000. So
taking
I guess
the piss, bruv. 2,000 quid.
I actually got it. And it was £2,000. I think it must have been like limited edition or something.
Right.
Anyway, so it's meant to arrive any moment.
That's amazing.
Oh, hang on. I think that was it, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm just going to go and answer the door. Thanks, mate. This is really exciting. Let's just put this down. Hang on.
No problem.
Yeah, hang on. I'm coming in a minute. Hello?
Oh, shit. That must have been a real hitman. Oh, God.